This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Big news on the talk show circuit this week with NBC's announcement that Jay Leno is moving to primetime next year. Right now, NBC alone runs 4 hours of talk shows each weeknight. Critic Andrew Wallenstein has had about enough of the genre.
I should explain what went on today. We made a deal to stay on here at NBC. I'm very excited about that. Okay, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a show at 10 o'clock. It won't be the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show will be Conan's. Right. It'll be similar. I'll be 20 pounds lighter. Kevin will have hair. It's going to be a little different.
Well, yay for Jay. Now that Leno is replanting himself at 10 p.m., NBC will have him and Conan O'Brien and Carson Daly and a new addition in March, Jimmy Fallon. Which begs the question, will there be enough guests to go around? Might be time to dust off Charo. You have to forgive me if the Coochie Coochie lady comes to mind. Charo was famous for being a fixture on Johnny Carson's couch. And as NBC unleashes a new profusion of talk shows, it's worth noting how little has changed in this tired format since the days of Carson. You know the drill. Host in jacket and tie emerges from behind curtain. House band, check. Studio audience, check. Monologue, check. Desk, check. Engage with insert celebrity here, who rehearsed conversation with host producer, complete with blatant plug of latest project. Now, I cannot think of a genre of television that needs a shake-up more. And believe me, there's a few others in dire need of innovation. But that's just what irks me. Other tiresome TV staples like award shows and game shows at least bother to try to reinvent themselves. But talk shows? You would think they're encased in amber. So how's about we try to change things up a bit before the next wave of shows start? Who says you have to sit at a desk, for instance, which always struck me as an odd choice of furniture for a job whose only tangible tool is a coffee mug? Better yet, why not get out of the studio entirely? Who says a host and a guest have to sit around when they could be on the go, even just to stroll in a supermarket, for Pete's sakes? Did you ever think the reason their conversations get so insipid is they need something in their environment to react to or riff off of besides each other? Nevertheless, I'm going to try and stay hopeful for Jimmy Fallon, who this week took the unusual step of video blogging every day online from behind the scenes of his production, which doesn't begin until March. Here's his take on the Leno news.
You've all heard the big news from NBC. Jay Leno is moving to 10 o'clock, which I think couldn't be better. That's great, because Leno goes on for an hour, then the news, then Conan for another hour, and we're just ramping it up. People are going to be ready for another hour of talk.
I'm not sure whether he's kidding or not there, but Fallon is a funny guy, as you'll recall from Saturday Night Live. I'm praying he still has his sketch comedy chops. More of that and less chit-chat would go a long way. If his online experiment is any indication, Fallon knows he's got to try new things in order to stand out. Break the mold that is late-night TV, or risk coming across as just plain moldy.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.